It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
In a regular week, there are 7 days, right? Monday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. In a quarantine week, there are only 3 days. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's it. That's it. You don't have days of the week anymore. They all run together. But it is Friday.
That's true.
If you care. Mm-hmm. Do you hear what's happening to the Expo Center at Wisconsin State Fair Park?
What do you mean?
They are building a makeshift hospital area to take care of COVID patients, should they need.
Okay.
So they can take on an extra 700 people at the Expo Center once they get this thing set up.
Wow.
In the next couple days, they're going to start building up kind of just a makeshift hospital. Now, this is for people that don't need intense hospitalization for COVID. They may just have symptoms and need liquids or IV drips and stuff like that, just to take care of them on a basic level. Nothing intense, but they're also saying that it'll be good for overflow in case they need it. They don't need it yet. The hospitals are still fine so far.
No, but you need to be prepared for when the outbreaks get bigger and happen.
Exactly.
And you have a lot of people in the hospital. This is why they were freaking out about ventilators and ICU beds, because it's so traumatic on your lungs and people aren't able to breathe. These healthy people end up needing to be on ventilators.
Yep.
And then you're out of ventilators and you're out of beds. And then what?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Wisconsin is being proactive, and that's good to see. So
good.
Since the Expo Center is not being used, that'll be used in the event that we have an overflow in hospitals. And who knows, after the election on Tuesday, who knows what'll happen in 2 weeks? Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows what the hell the election even says?
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday the pictures came out of Lori Loughlin's daughter. Oh, yes, it was her pretending to be a rowing champion. These pictures are so corny, man. They faked these rowing pictures so Lori Loughlin could get her daughter into college, and the pictures are so bad. She's on a rowing machine in her Fabletics. You can tell she's not an athlete, but she's got her New Balance tennis shoes on.
Wait, she's not even in an actual boat. She's on a rowing machine?
She's on a machine. It's not even, yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's no real rowing pictures because she's not a rower, Riggs.
That's me being on a Peloton and saying that I've done the Tour de France a couple times. No. No. Come on now.
That's so amazing.
It's not even real.
Oh, my gosh.
That's dumb.
There you go. So the pictures came out of Lori Loughlin's daughter on the rowing machine. Not any real rowing ones. And they're hysterical.
Is she going to plead guilty now? Is that going to happen? Or is she going to keep denying it?
Are you kidding me? No, she continues to deny.
Lori.
Are you kidding me?
Did you notice there was a TikTok that the producer of Full House did of all the cast? He got John Stamos. He got Uncle Joey. He got everybody to do a Full House redo on TikTok. And the one person that was missing was Aunt Becky. She wasn't in there. I was like, how telling. You got everybody. Even Kimmy. Was it Kimmy Gibbler?
Right? Even yes, Kimmy Gibbler.
You got Andrea Barber, and you couldn't get Lori Loughlin. It was funny. Yeah.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Allie and I were just talking off the air about how there's so many restaurants that are still open for pickup and delivery, but I haven't done it yet. I have not done it yet. I feel bad, but I don't want to spend my money right now. I haven't gone out. I've got enough supplies and stuff in my house that I'm okay.
It's more expensive to eat out.
It is.
And if your money is tight right now.
But I also understand supporting a local business and helping them stay on their feet. I totally get supporting the economy, because you can't just not spend money, because then everything gets even worse.
But it's a catch 22.
So I got tagged on Facebook to do this thing called Feed the Block. All right. Mm-hmm. There's this guy who works at HGTV. His name is Frank Fontana. Never heard of this guy.
Yeah, I know
before.
Who that is.
You know who that is?
You haven't?
No.
You need to watch more HGTV, my friend, but continue.
So he did this thing where he seems like a super nice guy, where he goes down the block and he has his whole neighborhood collectively get one order from the same restaurant. So they'll pick Maddie's, or they'll pick one restaurant wherever they live that's close to their neighborhood. And everybody from his neighborhood orders something from that restaurant. So that restaurant gets one huge order for $2,000 or $3,000 from one big neighborhood. So the delivery person only has to make one trip through this neighborhood to all these houses. The delivery person gets a nice tip, and the restaurant gets this giant injection of $1,500, $2,000 on one night that they would normally expect, because they're not getting much at all. So somebody said, hey, Riggs, you should do this with your neighborhood. And I was like, how the hell can you manage that?
Organize. How can you organize that and make sure people aren't touching people as all the deliveries are getting made at once? How do you even disperse that? Is it just that the delivery guy sits in the middle of the cul-de-sac and people drive up?
Well, I would imagine that you would call and pay ahead with the order, but I'm just wondering, how do I get those?
That's so much food.
That is a lot of food. And then I have to go knock on all my neighbors' doors and explain this concept to everybody, or just write one letter and then say, hey, here's what we're going to do. You can text to 71037 if you've heard of anything like this.
Does your neighborhood have any kind of weird, like, site to keep in touch with each other? Because mine does.
No.
I got a typed letter from somebody in my neighborhood saying our subdivision, which it's not even really a subdivision, it's just a neighborhood.
Yeah. So
our neighborhood has its own website now. Here's how you can log in and we can all talk. They have their own like network.
I did see that and I threw it away. That's how much I cared about it. My neighborhood's all like empty nesters, and I don't. Yeah.
Well, you have like seven people on one street.
It's a very small neighborhood that I live in, so I don't know. Have you heard of this before? Could it be orchestrated? I don't know how I could do it safely, unless I did like a letter like that, or we had a website. I don't know. 71037. You can text or call 799-1037. It sounds like a good idea in theory. You do something nice for a business, get them like $1,000 in one night. Mm-hmm. How the hell do you organize that, though?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
On the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see? It's like two places right now. Now you don't want to be. The hospital or jail, right?
True.
Like, neither one is where you want to be. But Rihanna's dad, I don't know if you know this, had coronavirus. Just throwing it out there. Rihanna's dad actually had it. She even sent him a ventilator. And he said he thought he was going to die. Rihanna sent her father a ventilator because they're in Barbados,
Did we even mention that Pink had tested positive for coronavirus?
Okay. You know what? I don't know if we talked about this on the air, but we definitely talked about it off the air. And you know what? Why don't we, let's next hour, we should play her talking about it on Ellen yesterday. I was blown away listening to this.
Yeah.
It was so fascinating hearing Pink talk about how scared she was for the first time ever about them not being able to breathe. Kind of like, it was interesting. She said she never has to use her backup asthma inhaler that basically, she's like, I never use that thing. She's like, I was carrying that around because I was having trouble breathing.
That's
so
like my friend we talked to yesterday about he couldn't catch his breath like 10 steps and it was hard.
It takes really healthy people and puts them in the hospital on ventilators. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I understand. And that's when, because people have asked me, are you scared? Has anybody asked you that?
If I'm scared?
Yeah. People have asked me that. Are you scared? Like, I think they're curious. What our take on it is. And I said, I'm not scared. I'm scared for people that have compromised immune systems. I'm not scared for myself. But the more I see these healthy people like Pink, who's in the shape of her life, talk about not being able to breathe and having corona and being scared she or her child might die because neither of them can breathe, for once having a real fear of that, experiencing it kind of thing, then I get a little, okay, I'm going to be even safer than I was yesterday. You know what I mean?
I don't think
it's like I already think I'm safe, but now I'm really getting safer.
I don't think scared is the word that I use. I think I'm
vigilant.
I use that word all the time. I'm cautious about everything. I'm cautious about where I go, cautious about who I'm in contact with. I'm cautious about the surfaces I touch. I went to the I had to get gas yesterday in my car because I'm still driving to work.
Yeah.
And I have gloves that I've had for my house, and I wore them just to do the gas station part. Then I threw the gloves out in the trash and I went about my day. So I'm more careful of those things.
Yeah, that's what I said to somebody. I said in New York, I was on the phone with my sister and she said, we just have to put on gloves and then you put them on, go to the store, take them off, throw them away. I'm like, makes sense, you know?
Until
anything
they get
you touched is in the trash,
And I'm fast. I get to talk to somebody from the Department of Health later today. It's going to air on our public affairs show on Sunday. It's amazing.
I'm dying to hear some of the answers that they give you to some of the questions, because you have a lot of good questions for the health department.
Yeah,
I'm dying to hear all these.
The secretary designee, Andrea Palm. She's the one that's like next to Tony Evers for all the Department of Health things. I'm talking to her for an interview on Sunday. It's going to be amazing. What time does that air on Sunday? Do you know?
Between 7 and 8.
Yes, that's right. Between 7 and 8.
And your sleep's all whacked out anyway, so you'll probably be up or still awake or whatever.
Right. case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It is Friday. By the way, if you're looking to do any sort of takeout or delivery with a local restaurant for Easter this weekend or tonight for a fish fry, 1037kissfm.com has a full list of local restaurants that are still offering delivery and carry out. And a lot of them that you wouldn't suspect. 1037kissfm.com. If you can, support a local business. What'd you bust your kid doing, huh?
Dude, there is nothing more awkward yet more gratifying than busting your child doing something that is so important that you need them to do, but they're lying to you. Because my nanny, my kids are gone today, which is why I'm telling this story. They're at their dad's house now for these days. So I didn't want to. I mean, this is kind of embarrassing, but he's eight, so he'll never hear this, you know?
He's going to go check out the radio.com app at dad's house.
Yeah, no, he's not.
No.
Trust me, he's not. But listen, dad's not listening to Kiss FM. Trust me. Riggs, if your ex-wife was on the radio, would you listen to her?
No.
Hell no, right? Okay, just wanted to clarify that. But anyway, so my nanny had said, I feel like he's not washing his hands, you know? And this is like super important. So before they went to their dad's house, Owen's in the bathroom just yesterday, and I hear the water running. Like, I hear the toilet flush, And then I hear the water running.
He's washing his hands.
It's running. And it's running. I'm like, okay, so he is washing. Or is he? Because I was a kid once. I know the tricks. So you know what I did? I grab the handle. I fling the door open. He's standing so far away from the sink. The water is running. And he's on his Nintendo Switch in the corner of the bathroom.
Are you serious?
I was pissed. And I tried not to laugh at first. And I go, and he looks at me, his eyes get all big because he's literally on his Nintendo Switch in the corner with the water running, pretending like he's washing his hands if anyone's listening.
Yeah.
And I go, he goes, I go, oh, hello.
What are you doing in here?
I'm like, oh, you think you're slick? You think you're slick by running the water and being in the corner on your Switch? I said, one, you're wasting my damn water. So turn it off because mommy's paying for that water. And second of all, people are dying. Wash your damn hands.
Yeah.
Like enough, you know?
Stop switching. I was scrubbing.
I said, give me the Switch. You're done.
Good.
And I watched him wash his hands. And now I hope he lives in fear that somebody will fling the door open because I said, no locked doors. You're only eight.
Oh, God.
So now I'm hoping that will scare him into washing. And then I also busted him and Hudson not brushing their teeth. They do the same thing. They run the water because they get toothpaste all over my sink. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So when I clean the sink now with the Lysol wipes daily and there's no toothpaste in the sink, you're a liar. You didn't try to brush your teeth.
Dude,
no dummy.
I was a kid once. I did the same thing. I would always lie about brushing my teeth. I don't know why.
Me too.
I don't know why.
I don't either. Didn't want to do it.
No. Did you brush your teeth?
And then I did.
And then my dad would pick out my toothbrush from the bathroom and go, it's not wet. It's still bone dry. And I was like, damn it.
I've done that too, where I grab the toothbrush. It's still, you can text to 71037 because I'm sure this happens with other parents or kids maybe you even busted your significant other not brushing their teeth. Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Right?
Riggs busted a grown man at work not washing his hands right before we all got quarantined. So we know grown-ups do it too.
Yes, 100% they do. It's adults and kids both. 799-1037, or you can text to 71037. You busted your kid or someone else doing something like that?
Unbelievable.
I'd like to read your text. We'll take your calls next.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Riggs and Allie. Uh-huh. Good morning.
Yep.
If you need some, you can always text us 71037 or call 799-1037. Allie just busted her kid in the bathroom, running the water, pretending to wash his hands when the whole time... dude's on his Nintendo Switch. Not even washing his hands.
Riggs,
not even scrubbing.
Riggs.
We're in a pandemic, Owen. We're in a pandemic situation. Wash your hands.
I'm telling you. In the corner hiding, thinking I wouldn't bust him. I busted. Trust me.
Jenny's calling from Wauwatosa this morning.
Oh.
Right, Jenny?
Waukesha.
Oh, damn it.
No, Waukesha. Even I heard her say that, Riggs.
Look, I can't read my handwriting. I just wrote what, and I can't read my own handwriting. Waukesha.
What's up, girl?
Jenny? What's up, Jenny?
What up?
What happened?
I work in a medical facility. We do drug screens for like randoms and post accidents and that.
Uh-huh.
And it is ridiculous how many guys I have to tell to wash their hands.
How many people, how many guys you have to tell to wash their hands?
Yes, after they come out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've busted people at work doing. I've seen them. I've witnessed it happening in front of my very eyes. As I'm washing my hands, the guy leaving the bathroom, flushing, zipping up, and then leaving. And I have to go, da, 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 da. Hey.
That is so gross. Hey. And I cannot believe, well, I can believe guys do that. Who am I kidding? Well,
we're lazy.
Who am I kidding?
You'll never hear the best part. I'm like, what? You have to wash your hands. And they're like, why? I didn't touch anything. I'm like,
are you kidding me?
Did you touch your pee-pee?
Wait. I said, did you wiggle it out?
I love it. Like, you go, girl.
It's one sweatpants.
Like,
Shut up.
Jenny, thank
these
you.
These guys.
Thank you for listening this morning.
Don't you love it?
Have a good one.
Jenny's so right on because these guys go, well, I didn't touch anything. I'm like, you only touched your privates. You're right. Nothing but your privates. I mean, it's the strangest reasoning in your mind with men. I don't get it.
No, I don't even get it. I'm a man. But
women don't touch their privates. You do. That's what's so funny. We use toilet paper. That's what kills me. We still wash our hands and you don't. That's what blows my mind.
Mike's at work this morning. Mike, you were calling this morning. What would you have to say?
Yeah, I see all these people at the store, you know, wearing the gloves and their protective masks, and I get it, right? You know, you're touching everything, and you're putting your goods in your cart, right?
Yeah,
right.
All
right,
well, so you touched everything with your gloves, you touched all your goods, you put them in your cart, you know, they got bagged up.
Yep.
Now, think about this. When you get home, do you sanitize all that stuff you touched with your dirty gloves?
Do you? No.
Which stuff?
Everything
the food or the bags?
All right. All the food or whatever you went to the grocery store or the store to get, you just touched all that stuff with your nasty gloves. You got home, then you touched it with your bare hands, so technically,
the
gloves didn't do nothing.
Right.
Well, they did, though, because you're taking the gloves off now, and any virus on that glove, you're throwing away. So anything you picked up... Now, I get it that your groceries are there. I understand your reasoning, okay? But you're spreading less with the gloves, and then Riggs actually will be speaking to the health department this weekend.
Yeah.
And isn't that one of your questions about how should you clean groceries? Should you clean them? Things like that, Riggs?
Absolutely, yeah. And I've heard both. I've heard mixed reviews. I've read at some CDC website that as long as you're washing your hands, that's more important, honestly, than wiping down. It's kind of a waste to use wipes to wipe down every single thing out of the bag. But
you don't want to put Lysol on food.
Right, you don't.
You know, but
let me wipe
can.
Down this cucumber with a wipe. No.
Although, have you guys heard them say you can use soap and water to wash vegetables? Have you heard that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. I've never put soap on a vegetable, Riggs. That's why I think that's something new to me.
Oh, it is?
I would never have put soap on a vegetable before.
My grandma cleaned them right out of the garden with soap and water.
Yeah.
Soap?
Yeah, soap and
water. Oh, my God. I've never put soap on my food because poison. Hello?
Well, you rinse it off. Like, you have soap on your hands. You think about it. You rinse off your hands. So what's the difference if it's
water,
on your...
But there's a big difference between soap and water. There's a big difference. Are you kidding me?
Hey, soap's not going to hurt you. Wash out your mouth with that foul language.
You cannot ingest soap.
Home to yourself.
Thanks for calling. By the way, you said you're working today. Are you an essential worker? Where are you working at?
I pick up trash.
Hey, you are one of the most. You guys are thankless, man. Nobody says thank you enough to the people that pick up our trash. So thank you.
That's right.
And everybody that picks up our trash. Are
thank
you one of
you.
The? Thanks for calling, Mike.
Do you need to go pick up my exes?
Oh, sure.
I got jokes.
Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Find us on the radio.com app or just on your radio like you're listening right now. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley.
On your good old fashioned radio.
That's right.
I love it.
Hey, do you mind if I start Hell to the No, Alley?
I mean, if you can top me busting my kid playing on a Switch while running the water in the bathroom and not washing his hands. If you can top that
maybe.
And me busting him, then I'm in.
Well,
let me hear what you got.
Yesterday afternoon, did you happen to look out your window around, I don't know, 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon or so and see what was falling from the sky? Twas not rain. It was snow.
Hell no.
What?
Did you get snow yesterday?
No.
Okay.
Snow.
You know what? I have a confession to make.
What?
I don't know, and you know why I don't know?
Why?
I have a real confession. My kids left, and it was like a day without them, and I got lost because we're so lost with nothing to do.
Yeah.
I literally look like Reese Witherspoon, or should I say Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, laying in bed with the chocolates on her chest. Like, that's what I look like in bed yesterday. Like, I was literally laying down at 3 p.m. with food on my chest, staring at Netflix like, this sucks, throwing chocolate across the room. Like, I'm single, I'm bored, this blows. Like, I had a real breakdown yesterday.
Oh, man.
So you didn't answer your question.
You didn't open your blinds.
I did. No, my blinds were closed. And I was full on Elle Woods after a breakup and Legally Blonde. It was hysterical.
It's probably best that you didn't look outside. It was very confusing because then the sun would peek out and it was still snowing. And I was like, what is going on in Wisconsin?
Dude.
What is happening?
That is sucks.
Yeah. You got to tell to the know. You can text us 71037 or call 799-1037. Hell to the no.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs, so let's talk about this for a minute. Giannis is the first one I want to talk about. Did you see the picture he posted on his Instagram?
No, what did Giannis post on Instagram now?
He posted a picture of his girlfriend, Mariah, holding their baby. Oh. And they're on some kind of plane. And he said throwback Thursday, which made me wonder, are they, because flying privately, I guess celebrities are doing it secretly. But who knows when that picture was from. But it was just adorable because I was like, Giannis may be in another country right now. He may not even be here, you know?
Am I the only one that does this? Anytime you see a picture now of people in a group, I go, when was this taken? What are they doing? Is this a throwback picture?
Yes.
What are they doing right now?
Same thing.
Where are they hanging out? Where?
If you don't post.
I know.
Yeah, essentially. It's like if I post something with people, you know it's a throwback.
Yes. And a lot of people do that. And I'm like, then, okay, good. Back to the better times.
Let's talk about what LeBron and Kobe, because I know Kobe passed away, but good news for Kobe. He had another book come out. He has something called the Wisnard series.
Okay.
Anyway, hit the New York Times bestseller. So Vanessa Bryant was celebrating that on social media, saying Kobe would be so proud to see he's got all these best-selling books, because this is like his fifth one, all these rings. So that was cool. And then finally, LeBron James posted, stuck in the house with his family. They made, ready for this, what dance they decided to do?
Okay.
Pull up Drake, Tootsie Slide.
Oh,
because
really?
Drake came out with this new song a couple days ago, and it's got a dance that goes with it, which people are now doing on TikTok and the internet, and Drake even showed the dance on his, you know, social media. Yes.
Don't you want to dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you the pay.
Oh, I've seen this, yes.
He says, move your foot to the left. It's coming up. He tells you how to do the dance in the song. Here it comes. There you go.
Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide. Can't let this one slide.
Thank you. Drake posted this whole dance move to it. Yeah, well, Drake posted a whole... Gets what?
So nobody gets the internet like Drake. He knows that he writes a song, puts dance moves in it. It's gonna go viral. It's gonna go huge on TikTok. That's what everybody's doing.
And it
now.
Did.
Yeah.
And it did. Yeah. So people are posting that. So LeBron James and his family posted a video doing the Tootsie Slide, and his little daughter, stole the show. It's amazing. So we appreciate all these athletes keeping us entertained because, absolutely, as LeBron said, he's not playing until there's fans back. He said, "I only play for fans."
That's right.
He said, put fans in the arena and I'll be back. So that's why I play. I said, okay.
No, because nobody wants to play to an empty stadium. Remember the Bucks?
It was fair what he said.
Remember, remember the Brewers? Remember sports?
Man. No. Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.